The Lord is releasing the sound of freedom, a sound of answered prayer for 2025. There's going to be a transition where you're going to have a mindset of plowing to a mindset of reaping. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting.
Chris Garcia, thank you so much for joining us today to share what God has put on your heart for this new year of 2025. And I know you and I talked just a moment ago before we hit record that whenever I first asked you or reached out to you and asked you, what is God saying about 2025? You had an interesting story about that. So let's start with that.
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much, John, for having me on. It's been a pleasure. It's awesome just to connect again. Yeah, you were asking me like, hey, you know, would you like to be on the podcast interview? I said, sure. Yeah. And you're like, we're just seeing what the Lord would say for the year 2025. And when the knee-jerk reaction that I got was like, I don't have anything. So I just told the Lord, I was like, I don't really have anything today, Lord. But this morning in prayer, I was just in my shed and I was just sitting back there and I was just like, Lord, if you have something for the people, I would like to share that. And I wish I can tell you that a booming voice came from above or I was elevated out of the rooftop of my shed, but I got nothing. And when I started my live stream this morning, we were worshiping and suddenly Psalm 126 came to me. And I was reading it just by myself, just to myself, but I felt led in my heart to share it like on the stream. And when I did, it's like, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit does things because he leads us in scales. Like, or you ever seen those, that old Indiana Jones movie where it's like, he has to walk across nothing.
Yeah.
He takes a step, then another step shows up, then another step. That's kind of like how it was with me. It was like, I really genuinely, legitimately got nothing at all. So then I started worshiping and just doing my fresh oil stream like I normally do. And then this verse came to me and I said, let me read it to myself. But then I felt, read it out loud. And then when I read it out loud, that's when it came to me. So I'll read it to you.
Yeah, please.
And it's a Psalm 126. And it says as follows. It says, it's thanksgiving for the return from captivity. When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Mm. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. But this is the part that really got to me right here. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing sheaves with him. And as I released that word, I kept feeling in my spirit that there's a transition, obviously, from one year to another. We go from glory to glory or faith to faith. And what I felt was as this year is shifting and we're moving into 2025, the word that I got was that we were going to enter into many people. We're going to enter into a time of harvest, a harvest time. There was a season of tears. There was a season of weeping. But the scripture says, though morning comes at night, joy comes in the morning. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me to share that there is a season that we've been in of tears, sowing in tears, but not to be discouraged because every tear that was shed was a reaping of a harvest for later. And transitioning from this year into a time of Jubilee is what I would refer to it as, Jubilee. Now, what is Jubilee? Jubilee is the time during Israel's history where I think it was like every 49, every 50th year, the land would go into a season of blessing, a season of great harvest. Those who were in captivity were released. Those who owed debts were forgiven. Those who were hungry were nourished by the produce of the increase of the land. It was a year of jubilee, a year of great expectancy. As I was 12 years old, one of the first Christian songs I've ever heard was "Behold, He Comes, Riding on the Clouds, with the trumpet sound. Lift your voice. It's the year of jubilee, and mm-hmm. out of Zion's hill, salvation comes." And I believe that's what the Lord is saying, that this is going to be a year of jubilee for many of you, that you've been sowing in tears, that 2024 has been a time of grieving, of mourning for many, a time of, does God see me? Does God see what I'm going through? And there's been many tears that have been shed, but the response from the Lord is that those tears are not in vain. They're seeds that are being sown to the ground that will reap a harvest of blessing. And I think about harvest time, seed time and harvest time. There are moments where the seed needs to drop to the ground and that seed dies. There's a unfolding of events that unfold, that take time to unfold. But when that death comes, that seed breaks open, it breaks through and releases new life. And many people are like someone who sow a seed on the ground and they're yelling and screaming and shaking their fists to God. And they're saying, there's no tree here. There's no tree here. I just planted it. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a timing. There's an unfolding that, there's a progression of time. And I believe that there is an appointed time that God is wanting to release harvest. Now that I believe can be a lot of things, but I believe it's like a time of harvest and a time of fulfillment. Some people have been really praying for fulfillment in their lives, fulfillment in their ministries, fulfillment in their jobs. They're believing God for things that haven't happened yet. They know God has spoken to them, but there's been a season of silence. And I believe prophetically that the Lord is releasing the sound of freedom, a sound of answered prayer for 2025. Every time I see the number, I'm kind of weird. So like with me, when I see things, like when I hear things or think about things, I see them very vividly. So like every time I see 2025, I just see fruit. I see a lot of fruit. Mm. I see abundance. Like, and that sounds so cliche, right? It's like, oh yeah, this is the year of favor and abundance. But I really do believe that though. Like, I'm not just saying that. Like yeah. there's something that God is wanting to do. This is what I shared this morning on the stream as well, is this. There have been many people that are so used to plowing and sowing, weeping tears, plowing, pressing through. But now there's going to be a transition where you're going to have a mindset of plowing to a mindset of reaping. And so when God does something new, it's often funny that he asks a question, or when he's rebuking the children of Israel, he'll say something. And like, for example, I've been reading Malachi and like God is saying something. And then the response is, well, how have we done this? How have we done that? And then God gives the holy response. Well, in Isaiah 43, he says, "Behold, I shall do a new thing. Now it will spring forth." Then he asks the question, "Shall you not perceive it? Shall you not hear it? Shall you not see it?" And there are moments that God wants to release something to us, but our minds are not believing that. It's like God wants to give you new wine, but you got an old wineskin thinking. And that's what I believe he's doing. This is a time of fulfillment. It's a time where the plowing is going to transition from plowing to sowing to reaping and blessing for many people who have been praying for things. And I'm not saying that it's going to be a bed of roses. I have no idea what the year is going to unfold. And there have been some really weird stuff that's been happening.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the US, you know, like really weird stuff. It's a time of like, what's going on? This is strange, uncertain times. Yes, there's uncertain times. Yes, there's strange things. Yes, there are what appears to be moments of crisis. But even when God transitioned the Israelites out of Egypt, the favor and the glory of God was resting on them, even in the middle of all the crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying this because I'm discerning the circumstances around me. Like, if I really would want to, I would say, yeah, there's weird things, uncertainty, and we're going to enter into, that's easy to predict that. You know what I'm saying? You could just look outside and see what's going on. But many times when God is doing something, it's counterintuitive of what's around you. Yeah. You know, like in Jeremiah, they say all the prophets were prophesying blessing, and Jeremiah was saying, no, it's another thing. Or in elsewhere, all the other prophets were saying doom in other portions of the major and minor prophets, but that God was saying something else. Yes, I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot of weird things happening, mm-hmm. but in the middle of that, there's going to be jubilee for many people spiritually, personally. And so that's what I got in my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, Psalm 126.
That's and when so good.
When I said that, John, I was like, well, I'm just going to say this in faith because I felt the presence of the Lord on it. And I can't tell you how many times I got in comment after comment after comment after comment on the stream. I just read that. Or this bears witness with my spirit, or God just said that to me a few days ago. So I believe God is speaking collectively to people. And I'll also say this, you know, spiritual things are a lot like natural things. There are natural seasons where things affect everything. You know, you have a season of fall, all the leaves fall, it affects everyone. I believe that there are also spiritual seasons where God is trying to do something in the church as a collective. And I believe that we're going to see many testimonies of fulfillment and blessing.
Amen. That's a good word. Many testimonies of fulfillment and blessing in this year of Jubilee. Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that you were saying every time that you see the year 2025 written out in numbers, you just see mentally or spiritually in your spiritual vision, much fruit.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you started that story, I want to kind of go back to that moment there. There was something that you said that really stuck out to me. And you said, I've got nothing. But first thing you did was you went into worship.
Yes.
Can you talk briefly about when you have nothing going into worship?
Yeah. Yeah. So like for me, what I do is I never try to get a word just to get a word, you know? I did ask the Holy Spirit because, you know, this was brought up. So I just said, Holy Spirit, I've got nothing. If there's anything that you'd like to share with my heart, then I'll release that. So I literally just kind of left it alone. I just put it on a shelf and I just laid it at the feet of the Lord and I began to exalt the presence of God. And when I was worshiping, I went from nothing to something. You know, I went from no word to a word, you know, and there is something so powerful, even prophetically, about worship. I'm reminded of the scripture in 1 Samuel 10, where Samuel prophesies to Saul, and he says, when you turn your back on me, the Lord's going to give you a new heart, but you're going to go to the garrison of the Philistines, and you're going to see the prophets coming down the mountaintop worshiping. And they're worshiping from the high place with the psalter and the lyre and the lute. And as they come down from the high place, the Spirit of God will come upon you suddenly and you'll prophesy among them. And that's exactly what happened during the time of Saul. And in 2 Kings, you have the story of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, and the troops of Jehoshaphat wanting a word. And Elisha was like, I'm not going to give you any word. And that I don't got anything, you know, just go over there. So then, but they're like, no, we know Jehoshaphat. And he says, as the Lord lives, I wouldn't not even look at you. But because Jehoshaphat is a friend, he says something. He, look what he says, John. He says, he doesn't say, thus saith the Lord. He says, bring me the musician. Bring me the minstrel player. And the Bible says that as the minstrel player was playing unto the Lord, worshiping, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord fell on Elisha and the word of the Lord came to Elisha. And for me, worship opens up the spiritual eyes and the ears to hear words, you know, from the Lord. And, but how it's so funny is like, I don't look for a word. I worship the word of God. You know, I worship Jesus. Because the Jesus is the word made flesh, right? And so if we worship the word made flesh and we adore the presence of Almighty God, because we're in the presence of the word, we receive a word. We receive the word because he is speaking, you know? And, you know, how does God sound like? Well, you know, it can be it could be anything from peace to an injection of joy to an inward vision to a certainty, you know. But I find it so fascinating that I completely forgot about your request, John. I just laid it in my shed and I just forgot about it. And then I just started worshiping and then it was like, boom, you know, here it is. So how do we receive a word? I would say, I would stop looking for the word and just worship the word of God, worship Christ, exalt him. Let him lead you to the rock that's higher than I. And when we exalt the Lord, when we exalt his presence, there's something that happens where as we're lifting him up, he lifts us to himself. And we begin to hear from him. We begin to discern from him. It's a very powerful reality that God has invited us to. It's a life of worship. One of the words for prophecy in the Hebrew, there's like at least seven words. But one of them that strikes a chord in my own heart is the Hebrew word netaf. And in the Strong's Concordance, when you study that word netaf, it's literally translated as a drip or a drop or a distillation. So I like tea, for example. Before I go to bed, I'll take some water and I'll boil it. That boiling process, the water starts to become active and then it rises. It becomes distilled. It rises, it evaporates. And then you see it kind of touches the ceiling. If you have one of those things that are close to the pot, and it starts to drop back. That's that word for prophecy there, where it's like worship goes up, the word comes down. You know, praise goes high, praise is exalted. You praise the Lord. And then there's this heavenly condensation where the atmosphere of worship goes to God and it returns back as a word from heaven. And so that's what I would say, that worship and the word and how to receive a word in worship, how that works. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has given me words for people in moments like that, you know, and it's unrehearsed. It's not like I'm looking, it's not like I'm like, all right, God, what do you got for me today? It's not like that. It's just like, Jesus, you're beautiful. You're absolutely lovely. There is none like you in all this earth. And you just fall in love with the King. And it's like, he can't help but to share. You know, it's beautiful. He shares space with us.
Amen. Amen. That is so good, Chris. That's very practical too. I know there's so many times where it feels that God isn't speaking. There's so many times it feels that you're just out in the wilderness, but turning your attention to worship, turning your attention to worship the word and the word of God, Jesus, as opposed to searching for a word, look for the word by worshiping Jesus. And you will see amazing things come from that, and just get yourself in a place where you can have some of that fresh oil that God wants to pour out on you. So, Chris, I can't end this without asking you to pray for everybody that is about to go into 2025.
Yeah.
That they would receive this word, that this jubilee, that this time for reaping, turning into time of sowing, you know, that they would really walk into this, that those that sow in tears will reap in joy.
Yeah, absolutely. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everyone right now that's listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, I just pray, Holy Spirit, first and foremost, you strengthen your saints. You strengthen those who are seeking after you. And those who are not seeking after you, I pray that you woo them into your presence, Lord. I pray for strength in their spirit, a discernment to come into their hearts, into their eyes, into their ears, that they see, that they hear, that they know. Lord, I thank you for those who are listening. I pray for a season to come over them, as you have shared this with me, that you would fill their mouths with laughter, that they would be like those who would dream, that they would be reminded that the tears that they have sown will in turn reap joy, that what they're praying for, what they're believing you for, what they've sown in anguish and in tears would be reaped upon them and heap over into greater harvest. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would remove old patterns of thinking, that when it's time for harvest time, that we're not in plowing time, that we would discern the time. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would not just affirm this word, but you would confirm this word. You would confirm it by the inward witness of the Spirit within your people, but you would also confirm it with fulfillment and with promises of blessing. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Even in the time of uncertainty, even in when things go south and weird and uncertain, I pray for your Spirit to reign supreme in their hearts. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that they would walk in a harvest of jubilation, jubilant, that they would be set free. They would no longer have the captive's mindset, but they would be free to relish in the promised land that you have for your people. And I thank you this for all of this. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Chris Garcia, thank you so much for taking the time to share what God has been sharing with you for 2025.
Thank you so much, John.